McMinnville hoping farmers can help generate electricity. Thanks for joining us with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox.
And any time that you're doing something unique, it helps your community because it gets the word out that this is a progressive community. They're not, you know, just sitting around waiting on businesses. They're going out here and trying to be proactive and bring business in.
Rodney Boyd, CEO of the McMinnville Electric System, is pretty excited this week because after 4 years in the making, they began testing a new Caterpillar engine yesterday that will run on 100% biodiesel. And they hope to become the first municipal electric system in the country to generate electricity using clean burning fuel made primarily from soybeans.
The engine itself will drive a generator, and we will be putting power back out on the TVA grid. And then our hopes are in the future that TVA will recognize this as being part of their green power switch program and let us burn biodiesel for them for their benefit to provide green power to customers. Now, if we can do that, we can put a lot of farmers back to work here in Tennessee.
Now, Boyd says that's what stirred his interest when he began researching biodiesel a few years ago and the potential that it would have not only on farmers and his customers, but also to the environment. Now, testing on the massive engine with blended biodiesel started yesterday, and by Friday, they'll be using 100% biodiesel for a test run that will go for 1,500 hours.
And at some point, my hopes are in the future that biodiesel will be much less costly than petrol diesel, and at that point, more people will choose to make that transition. We'll put American farmers to work, and we won't be purchasing all of our oil from people that are shooting my son-in-law in Iraq right now.
Now, Boyd says they'll have both a biodiesel refinery and the only soybean crushing facility in Tennessee located in McMinnville because of this project. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.